Hey, 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 now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And I am so excited because, you know, it's good to just be alive. It's good to have another opportunity to do it again. How did you sleep yesterday? How did you live yesterday? How was life yesterday? Was it good? Was it bad? Whatever it was, if it wasn't what you wanted to be, guess what? You have another opportunity to get it right today. So I'm just thanking God right here in this moment for the opportunity to wake up again, to give again, to live again, to learn the lessons that I obviously failed yesterday or the day before or last week or last month or last year. This is the season of new beginnings. And so I want you to treat every moment, every day, like it's your first moment. Forget about what happened in the past. Now, don't forget the lessons that you needed to learn. Don't forget that there was something in it that you either did not do appropriately. Don't forget those things, but don't let them hold you back. I am talking to businesses, people who are sick and tired of being sick and tired and really want to take their businesses to another level. You know, the thing that I love most about us, our people, and I'm talking about not just people of color and women and small businesses, but anybody who has been disenfranchised, underserved, overlooked, stepped on, stepped around, is that you're brilliant. And that you actually have something in you that if you just took the time to nurture it, if you took the time to give it more skills, to you know, go and fine tune it, then there's something that you can do. And I really don't care who you are or where you are. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what your background is. I have a family member who, you know, talked about some mistakes that he made in the past and how, you know, those mistakes are going to keep him from moving forward. And that simply is not the truth. Let me tell you, everybody has done something that they are glad that somebody else didn't see, or that they're happy that somebody else doesn't know about. Everybody has made a mistake. And some of those mistakes we've had to pay for. Either, you know, people got to see it, but there's some mistakes that folks have made that nobody saw, but they are still mistakes nonetheless. So don't let your mistakes hold you back. This is the season of new beginnings. And so today I'm going to talk about some things that you need in order to live in the new beginnings. You know, one of the biggest questions that I got in my career, that I have gotten in my career ever since I started talking on radio and teaching people how to become homeowners, people say, well, I need a grant for my business. How can I get funding for my business? How can I get a grant? How can I find dollars? The money is out. It's here. Now, they're still looking for some money to fund the money that they said is available. But as long as they say it's available, I want you to tap into it. And not only do I want you to tap into it, I want you to create a strategy. What is it going to take for your cooking business, your event planning business, your mechanic business, your DJ business, whatever business you have? What is it going to take for that business to just get a little bit on the next dimension, or in the next dimension, or at the next level? What's it going to take? Do you dream of a new computer system? Do you need new equipment? Do you need someone to come in and show you what to do? You see, a lot of times in business, we don't realize that the thing that we need is actually a person. Let me repeat. A lot of times in business, we do not realize that the thing that we need is actually a person. You see, the Bible says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. The laborers are few. It doesn't say that your ideas are too limited. It doesn't say that you don't have enough money. It doesn't say that you don't have enough resources. It doesn't say that you don't have enough equipment. It says you don't have the right laborers. You don't have enough laborers. So you got to find the right people. I know when I left corporate America and went to Russell Simmons' company, the Hip Hop Summit Action Network, I was the person to help move that particular initiative into another dimension. When I started working with MC Light, I was the person that helped her grow from being an iconic, legendary rapper to a world-class businesswoman with a gazillion streams of income. It seems as if she's been able to develop since then. From movies and television and film and production to a management firm and all of these things that she had dreamed of. The ideas were there, but the person was missing. And then when I came on board, I went and got more people. I went and got Desiree Clay. I went and got Marva Nichols. I went and got, Robert Pierce. I went and got DJ Jermaine. I went and got, I went and got the people to make the vision come to life. So as you're thinking about your business, as you're thinking about what you're going to do with the rest of your life, just this year alone, before you roll into the new year, I want you to start to really dream big. And I want you to think about what's possible, because what's possible, if you can see it, you can achieve it. And if it's been shown to you, do not try to dim it. Don't try to discount it. Don't try to darken it. Don't try to make it go away. It is yours. But let me tell you something. You're going to have to grind. You're going to have to grind. You're going to have to get up when you don't want to. You're going to have to work when you feel like sleeping. You're going to have to dig in. You know, I heard Jeff Bezos speak a couple of days ago, and he gave this list of things. And one of them, and I'm going to keep saying it, was this unrelentless path towards your vision. Your path has to be unrelentless. And so what I want you to do is to get ready for this path. And yes, there's funding available. It is not too late. There are 3 days left. You can go to lynnrichardson.com and sign up for the business consultation. And make sure that you are doing the things that you need to do to get your business on track. Ingrid is going to teach it tonight. And guess what? She's going to be with us today. And I'm so excited about that. She's going to drop some knowledge and tell us why we need to be in control of our business finances, just like these big corporations. So you're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. Go get pen and paper and go get a journal, something to write with. Tell somebody else to listen right now at LynnMillionaire.com or WVON.com. But before I bring Ingrid on, we have to take a break for traffic and weather. We will be right back. WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And you know what? I've been saying, and it was actually this woman, my sister, business partner, controller, chief financial officer extraordinaire, who shared this post with me. Coming out of this pandemic, you will either be a millionaire, a billionaire, or a witness. And right now is the season of new beginnings. And there is still an opportunity to apply for funding with the Paycheck Protection Program. Although we do believe that something else may open up in the future, but we don't want you to miss out on what's available now. So without further ado, I have to bring the numbers girl, Ingrid Levon, here to the roundtable. Welcome to the roundtable, Ingrid.
Hey, thank you so much, Dr. Lynn. It is a pleasure to be on to talk to all the good people about businesses and hoping that they don't miss out on the August 8th deadline that she's already been
Yeah. So what do we need to know? Because, you know, I was just on, as a matter of fact, I just got out of my morning webinar, How to Start a Home-Based Business. And one lady was saying she's sending her funding back. What I'm hearing a lot of people feel nervous. And is it just because we've never had anything? And so now when we get the opportunity to have it, we're skeptical about it. But what should we be thinking about in terms of how we can expand our businesses right now in this season?
Well, first of all, it's interesting that you mentioned about sending it back, because I do have heard that as well. I think it's more of nervousness because there's really no clear guidelines and process. I've been working with a number of lenders. Many of my clients have received multiple millions of dollars in PPP, although they were, you know, 200 to 300 employees deep. However, there are no clear guidelines yet. And they keep pushing the deadline because more and more people are needing funding. And so most people are getting nervous, especially if they applied prior to June 5th. They've gotten the money, they've utilized the money, or they're not quite sure of the forgiveness portion of it, and they simply send it back. So what I'm going to suggest is do not send it back. Follow the guideline. You have 24 weeks to utilize those funds the same way in which you apply for them. So if you were averaging $1,000 a week in payroll or income, then that's what you pay yourself until the funds are exhausted. So there are some guidelines, but most people don't want to have to pay it back. And because the forgiveness component may not happen until September or October of this year, people are getting nervous. But don't get nervous. I say apply. Make sure it's legitimate. Make sure you document every single dollar. Make sure you're not commingling funds with your personal funds and the payment protection funds, or even the EIDL, Dr. Lynn, because we hadn't even put on those separate funds that can also be used to help small businesses stay afloat.
Yeah, I kept the Paycheck Protection Fund separate from the EIDL funds, and I'm not to, well, it's going only to where they say it can go, and that is it. And I think this is an education thing, which is why people need to come to Business Finance 101. And you're teaching that again tonight, Ingrid. Tell us why, you know, why do we need a business finance education, and what can people gain from coming to Business Finance 101?
So here's the thing about business. Businesses don't fail because they lack great products or service or ingenuity or creativity. Businesses fail because they lack financial acumen. They lack projection. They lack preparation. And I often tell my small businesses, and when we say small businesses, I want to use that term loosely because we know that the SBA defines small businesses as anyone less than 500 employees. But let's talk about just the entrepreneurs, the independent consultants, and the freelance. You must be aware of your numbers. You want to understand how much it takes to make and maintain a business. And so coming to Business Finance 101, I teach what corporations are talking about in the board. So we understand the dynamics of revenue, multiple revenue streams under one company entity. We talk about cost of goods sold and how you can move different levers and able to, of course, make more profit. Because at the end of the day, that's the name of the game. Nobody wants to run a broke business, but we fall into that trap because we simply know how to make money, but we don't know how to keep most of it.
Wow. You just said something that changed the game even for me. You said that you start to teach people how to deal with their finances like big corporations in a boardroom. And I think that's the piece that is missing. So it doesn't matter if it's, you know, Miss Johnson's cookie shop on 79th and Ashland, or if it's, you know, the dry cleaner. Like, we have so many businesses in our communities. And then, of course, all of the home-based businesses that are emerging. And the truth is, you need to sit down with your numbers. You need to sit down with your numbers and understand what's coming in, what's going out, what are the projections, you know, what are the trends, and that's what you teach. So how can people
And that is why people are nervous about going back to the PPP. Because they haven't sat down and projected the amount of income or revenue they have received over an 8 to 24 week period, they get nervous because they got one lump sum. See, we're conditioned to get a paycheck. We're conditioned to get a W-2, and every 2 weeks the money just shows up because you know you receive a salary or an hourly wage. But many of us are consultants where you may get a five-digit commission check, or you may receive one lump sum for a project. And so those types of folks are conditioned to manage the income as if they were receiving it over a weekly period. So it's really a mindset shift. It's projections. It's education. It's access to the resources that, Dr. Lane, you're providing to New York University, which is far done. So I am just, I love the fact that we get to work with the ma and pop, the cookie shops and the pie makers and the landscapers. I love those businesses because we can teach them just the basic fundamentals of sitting down, tracking what you made, understanding how you got there, and how to replicate that so that you have a successful, profitable year.
Wow. And where can people register for your course, Ingrid?
They can register at buildwealthwithingrid.com. Come on in. We still have some seats available for tonight. Guess what? If you come in and they say it's filled up, guess what? We'll open it up. Because I want every single person to understand, one, what they're applying for, and two, how to effectively utilize it so that they don't get into trouble. Because the last and final point I want to make is many people are nervous because they don't know how to effectively use the funds. Don't get in trouble. If you ever have questions, the SBA.gov and the IRS.gov have all the answers, and we can show you how to get there.
Wow. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. Go to buildwealthwithingrid.com, Business Finance 101 tonight. Get in there. When you get there, go to shop and then webinars, and you'll see it right there. If you want the consultation as well, get the business combination package. Thank you so much, Ingrid. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And yes, it is still the season of new beginnings. And so I am just excited about what this all means for all of us. So I'm going to give you a checklist of things that you need to do right now in this season. I'm going to give you a checklist. Yep, that's what I said. I'm going to give you a checklist of things that you can do right now in this season to get your finances where you want them to be for next season. You see, it doesn't matter what's happening right now in this season. It doesn't matter what happened in last season. It doesn't matter what happened last year, last decade, last century. Yeah, because we have been here for a couple of centuries. If you were born before 2000, you have been here. Right, okay? So here are the things that you're going to do to take this thing to the next level. First of all, I want you to get rid of the shame. Get rid of shame. Let me tell you something. You do not have to be ashamed of anything that's ever happened in your financial situation. Let me tell you why. Because everybody has either had a money problem, is having a money problem, or will have a money problem at some time in the future. That's right. You know, if your money is funny and your change is strange, you don't know where your next dime is coming from, you are robbing Peter to pay Paul, Sue, Jane, Jack, and Joe. Guess what? Somebody has been there and somebody has done that. What I don't want you to do in this season, as you're creating new beginnings, I do not want you to try to keep up with the Joneses, because they might just be broke too. I remember when I used to try to, you know, pretend to everyone that I had it together, and I was making a lot of money, but I wasn't keeping any. And people would come to borrow money from me because they thought I had it and I didn't. And I would loan money to people even when I didn't have it, so they wouldn't think I was broke, which I was, because I was ashamed. I was ashamed. I was embarrassed. I didn't want to admit that my situation was what it was. But let me tell you the number one thing that you can do when you want to make a change, and that is to tell the truth. So if your shame keeps you from telling the truth, if your shame keeps you from showing up, if your shame keeps you from speaking out and making a change, don't let shame keep you from making a change. Then you want to do something about that. And doing something about that means that you're going to use your power. You're going to use your energy. You're going to use your truth. And you're going to use who you are today to create whoever it is that you want to be tomorrow. So the first thing you want to do is get rid of shame. The second thing that you're going to do in this season, so that you can take your money from this level to the next level, the next thing you're going to do is get rid of blame. You see, a lot of times we give our power away. Let me explain this to you. You must forgive. When you blame, then you are in a state of unforgiveness. It's because you were thinking that someone else did something to you, and you think blaming them is going to make it go away. You think blaming them is going to undo the thing. You think blaming them is going to change it? No, but let me tell you what can change it. You can change it. You can change it with your energy, and you can change it with your attitude. Because here's the deal. Have you ever been in a situation with someone and they are, you know, just, you know, they irritate you. They've done something wrong and you still holding a grudge and you're still blaming. The moment that person shows up, the moment their name is mentioned, the moment you see them at a gathering or whatever it is, your energy changes. So guess what? They control you. You are no longer in control of yourself. They are controlling you. So you do not want to play the blame game. If you were in a bad relationship, and in that bad relationship, you trusted the person and you spent some money, and then they went and did something that was dishonest or they betrayed you, then guess what? That's a lesson learned. If you gave money to your kids and you thought they were going to finish that degree and they didn't, well, guess what? You're the one who gave the money up. If you loaned some money to someone and they promised to pay you back on Friday, and Friday rolled around and you haven't heard from them, and when you call them on the cell phone that your money probably helped keep on, they won't even answer the phone, and now you want to kill them, guess what? You cannot blame other people and win. It's not going to work. If you want to win, you have to take the power back. So you have to say, I did this and I won't do that again. Or I learned this from that lesson. Let me tell you something. Whenever something goes wrong with me, and of course, I'm just like everybody else. First, I get, you know, I might get angry. I might get depressed. I might be in a sense of, you know, disbelief. But at the end of the day, let me tell you what I always do, no matter how bad it is. And sometimes I'm so bad at the other person or whoever it is. But let me tell you what I'm always faced with. I always come back to this. God, teach me the lesson so I can get the blessing. You see, if you don't learn the lesson, you're going to have to take that test again. If you don't learn the lesson, you're going to have to pay that tuition again. And I'm not just talking about the tuition that you pay to go to school. I'm talking about the tuition that you pay when you make a mistake and you got to pay for it. Right. When you have to lie in that bed that you made, when you have to pay for a mistake that you made, when you have to pay for something that you either didn't know or you didn't do properly. Yeah, that's just like tuition, because you just went to school. Now you get to decide if when you go to school, you pass the test. So when that thing shows up again, when that situation comes around again, when that person comes asking for money again, when that same scenario, because let me tell you something, it might be a new person in the same scenario. Are you continuing to end up in one relationship after the next that ends with somebody misusing you, abusing you, cheating on you? Guess who's the common denominator? So the first thing is, you do not want any shame. The second thing is you don't want any blame. And the third thing is this: do not be lame. Be strong. You know, I call it operating kind of like a noodle back. You know, you're not really strong. Let me tell you something. Whatever it is that you've decided to do in this season, stand up strong, stand up proud, stand up loud. Even if you make a mistake, then make your mistake. Say, God, teach me the lesson so I can get the blessing, and start all over again. Successful people are not successful because they do everything right. Successful people are successful because they do things wrong many times and they fix the last thing until they get to the right thing. And I want you to do the same thing. I want you to understand that the power is in you to change whatever it is that is in your life. If your money is not where you want it to be, if your energy is not where you want it to be, if your surroundings are not what you want them to be, if you are not living where you want to live, if you are not in the relationship that you want to be in, if you are not in the career that you want to be in, you have the power to change. You have the power to do it. It's all in you. You get to choose. One of the things that I said in this new season is you have to check your energy, because energy is like money in the bank. Once you spend it, it is gone. You cannot get it back. So make sure that you reserve and preserve your energy for your dreams. How do you start to dream? How do you start to dream in a time like this? How do you start to dream in a pandemic? How do you start to dream in a recession? How do you start to dream when they cut off your unemployment? How do you start to dream when you don't know how you're going to pay your bills? How do you start to dream? Let me tell you something. Believe. Close your eyes. Think about it. Write about it. Write your dreams down. See, we spend so much time focusing on what we don't have that we don't give what we want the energy that it needs to grow. Let me repeat. We spend so much time focusing on what we don't have that we don't give what we need the energy to grow. Give it your energy. Give it your love. What is it that you want to do? Is it a new business? Is it a new career? Is it going back to school? Is it starting a daycare? Is it whatever it is? Don't be lame in it, okay? Stand up proud and strong. And let me tell you something. The next thing that you have to realize is that you cannot be the same. You can't be the same, right? Because your old thinking is what got you where you are right now. And even if you're okay with where you are right now, there's someplace else that you want to go, and you're going to need new thinking to get there. You're going to need new thinking, new ideas, new strategies, and new ways of embracing life and dealing with this next level that you want. Because let me tell you something. They say new levels, new devils, more money, more problems, whatever it is. If you want to grow, understand that you are asking for conflict. That's right. You want to make more money? You're asking for conflict. You want a promotion on that job? You're asking for conflict. You want to grow and to be able to give, you're asking for conflict, because to whom much is given, much is required. Why is much required? Because the higher you go, the more stuff is around to try to stop you from getting what it is that you see for yourself and what it is that God has for you. So you cannot have shame. You do not want to blame. You cannot be lame, and you cannot stay the same. In this season of new beginnings, it is up to you. It is up to you to become the energy, to become the force, to become the driver. You have to be in the driver's seat. No one is going to drive for you. You have to be in control, with God's help, of course, but you have to be the one to direct and to say, this is where I want to go. Don't listen to naysayers. That's why you can't be the same, and you can't stay around the same people. If there are people around you telling you you can't do it, if there are people around you telling you, well, somebody else did it and they didn't make it and so-and-so failed, and why are you trying to do that? And, you know, Grandma B, she's coming up on a year when that she's not been with us. And anytime I was going somewhere, getting on a plane, oh, no, don't do that. But, you know, planes, they fall out of the sky. And if I was going somewhere else or getting on a boat for a cruise, oh, no, don't do that. And I love Grandma B, but guess what? Sometimes you got to tell the people that you love, okay, I'm not going to listen to that. I respect your opinion, but I'm going to keep on flying. I'm going to keep on moving. I'm going to keep on swimming. I'm going to keep on dreaming. So you must keep going. Yes, you must keep going, because
This is your season, and it is your season to win, okay? Listen, you are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. We'll take a break because we have to do that for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lynn's List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.linmillionaire.com. That's www.linmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lynn's List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. So this new season, this new you, this new tomorrow, this new future you're going to create for yourself, and today's checklist, okay? Let's review the checklist one more time. There is no shame. There is no shame in your money situation. The best thing that you can do in a situation right now is to just tell the truth and shame the devil. Okay, that's the only shame, right? Just tell the truth and shame the devil. So if you need the 21 days to financial freedom, which is like money rehab, if you need how to start a home-based business, even though you've had a business, but your business is not successful, if you need to take Business Finance 101, or if you want to go on and go to the next level and join the Entrepreneurs Academy because you are sick and tired of being sick and tired and you want to take everything to the next level, then head on over to LynnRichardson.com and do that. The second thing is no blame. It doesn't matter who did it, doesn't matter when they did it, doesn't matter how they did it, okay? What matters is you are here and you get to do it over. The third thing, and this is really important, you cannot be lame. So don't be weak with your goal. Don't be weak with your vision. Don't, you know, hide your vision. Be bold with it. You know, state it. Create a vision board. Be loud and proud. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud. I got a vision and I'm proud. Say it loud. I have a business and I'm proud. Say it loud. I have a dream and I'm proud. Say it loud and be bold with it. Because I'm going to tell you, everybody thought I was crazy. First, when I went in the mortgage business. Second, when I quit my job and went to go work in entertainment. Third, when I left Chicago and moved to LA. Everybody thought I was crazy, but I said it loud and I was proud of what I was doing. And so guess what? The manifestation then came as a result of my energy that I put into it. The next thing is you cannot stay the same. You know, my big brother, Les Brown, he used to go to visit people in prisons and he would, you know, give them encouragement and he'd tell them, listen, your best thinking got you here. Think about that. Your best thinking got you where you are. So if you want to do something new, you got to change your mind. And I talked about that. You want to change your mind and you want to learn new things. I have a lot of things that I could be proud of, but guess what? I still have some more to learn because I'm not where I want to be. I've not gotten to the thing that I'm aiming for. And until I get there, I have to be willing to completely wipe the slate clean if necessary to even begin to tap into what it is going to take for me to create generational wealth, not only for my family, but to teach you how to create generational wealth for your family. There are some more things I have to learn. There are some more experiences I have to have. There are some more tests that I have to pass. There are some more classes I have to take. There are some more companies I have to create. There are some more people I have to teach. There's some more teaching I need to receive. And so you cannot stay the same. And if changing scares you, let me tell you what should be scarier. Staying where you are right now. Staying stuck in the same situation. Staying, or even worse, because anything that stops growing starts dying. And you don't want to start to die. Even if you just stood still, the earth is moving. People are moving. So you're going to stand in one spot and everything's going to pass you by. So that should be scary. So, you know, you're going to have some fear. I have it. But then I decide I can't do anything with fear. Just go anyway. You know, courage isn't something that you say, oh, I have courage. Courage is what you have after you look back and see what you did, right? You don't get courage and then you just, courage is like, oh, wait a minute, I did that thing. So I know that you can do that thing. This is your season. This is your time. How are you going to get it? You have to get a financial education. You must. You must get an academic education if that's the thing that you need. If you want to be a mechanic, you got to go learn how to work on cars. You have to be under a coach, or you have to at least go and experiment. If you want to cook, you have to learn how to do that. If you want anything that you want to be good at, you have to learn how to do, and you have to get an education. So if you want to be good at money, you got to learn how to use it. You got to learn how it works. It's more than just saving your money and then retiring. It's more than that, because the world has gotten so complex that you've got to figure out the rules. So I always say, learn the rules of the game and then play the game by the rules. That's what you do. Learn the rules of the game and then play the game by the rules. And that way, you don't have to watch your back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Yes, you. I am talking to you. Now, if you want some help, go to asklynn.org. If you want to follow this show, go to follow me at Lynn Millionaire. If you want to follow me at Lynn Richardson. But wherever you go, don't quit. Don't quit. Keep going. It's the season of new beginnings. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.